prej z našo snovjo. No, zdaj, mi nimamo samo gradniku, kakor so impedance, imamo tudi bolj komplicirane gradnike, ki imajo več električnih priključkov. No, in taki običajni gradniki, ki jih uporabljamo, ta najbolj preprosta stvar je četveropod. So we do not have just loads that only have one connection, have two. We have at least two port devices. There may be many port devices, but the two port device is the with ports 1, 2 is the usual item. Se pravi, običajno imamo gradnik, ki ga imamo, je četveropol, in četveropol ima dva priključka. Ne? Zdaj, te priključki so dosti krat lahko koaksialni priključki, ne? Se pravi, naš četveropol je lahko nekaj takšnega. Ne? Ima tukaj nek koaksialni priključek, ne? Vrata 1, ne? In na drugi strani tu spet vrata 2, spet koaksialni priključek. Ne? Se pravi, te dva priključka imate zdaj skupno maso. So, these two ports have a common ground. This is your, then we have, here inside our box, we have, say, an amplifier. U notranjosti te škatle imamo simulacijevalnik, ki ima skupno elektrodo tukaj, ne? So the common ground of this amplifier is here. That's it. In the same way as we do not have an impedance that has two wires, but usually a load resistor, or a load, will have a coaxial connector. There will be an impedance inside, and this is the other connection is ground of the coaxial connector. That's the usual way, right? Tudi samega upora nimamo upor z dvemi žičkami, pač pa imamo upor, ki ima koaksialno potičnico, ena je žila, druga je oklop od tega koaksialnega kabla. Ne? Tudi z koaksialni kabel, veste, da če imam koaksialni kabel, neki ima neko žilo z polmerom A, ima neko oklop z notranjim polmerom B, ne? Ima vmes nek epsilon relativni, karakteristična impedanca koaksialnega kabla je zdaj 60 ohmov, ne, deljeno z korenom iz epsilon relativni na ravni logaritem B z A. So, that's just an expression for the characteristic impedance of a coaxial cable. But now we have to be careful. This logarithm cannot be arbitrary. Logaritem ne more biti poljuben, zakaj ne? Zato, ker žila ne more biti neskončno tanka, niti dielektrik ne more biti neskončno. So the dielectric cannot be infinitely thin and the central conductor cannot be infinitely thin. That's the reason why this poses some limitations of what is the characteristic, what can be the characteristic impedance of coaxial cable. And typical values for ZK are between 20 ohms, običajno to med 20 ohmi in 93 ohmi. Ne? So the 93 ohm cable has a very thin central conductor, and that's already probably breaks easy. And if we have a characteristic impedance of less than 20 ohm, then the dielectric becomes very thin, so it's very difficult to bend such a cable. So there are limitations. Where does the characteristic impedance of 50 ohm comes from? ZK imamo to karakteristično impedanco 50 ohmov. Zato, ker če rišemo izgube, so if we plot here the loss in per unit length, say in decibels per meter of cable, and if we plot here this ratio B over A, this loss is a very sharp minimum at B over A optimum, about 3, 5, 9 and some decimal places. Se pravi, 3,95 pa še nekaj decimalček, se še prej tam je minimum. No, in če vzamemo ta epsilon relativni je približno 2,2 polietilen. Ne? So for polietilen, that's your typical use for cables, that has an epsilon relative of 2.2, if we put this optimum ratio, B over A optimum, 3.6, say, približno 3.6, ne? Z tega sledi ven, da mora biti ZK je 50 ohm. Ne? So this, actually, this 50 ohm cable, 50 ohm standard impedance, comes out of losses. We are trying to B build all of our devices for the lowest loss. This is the reason. And the minimum of the loss is around 50 ohms. For the standard data, this comes out from the math, from the skin effect, to create mathematics, skończyka pojawia, in tu przyjeżdżamy w dielektryk, tak jak papież mamy, nie? Czyli mieli kabel z zracznym dielektrykiem, my mieli wyższe impedancje, so for air-filled coaxial cables, the best impedance is actually higher. That's the reason why cable TV is using 60 ohm. Kabelska telewizja uporabia 60-ohmskie kable, nie? Zaraz wot. Tutaj mają penis dielektryk, so cable TV has a... Cables have foam dielectric, has a lower dielectric content, and this is the reason for them to use 60 ohms, not 50 ohms. 50 ohms is for us in the lab, is the standard impedance. So this is just...
Samo jedna stvar, vi ste osnovne enačbe za ZK izhajamo, kaj koren iz induktivnosti, ulomljenost, kapacitivnost.
Ja.
Zdaj centralni vodnik stanjšamo, se mu induktivnost zmanjša.
Poveča.
Aha, zakaj?
Če in centralni vodnik zmanjšamo, imamo več magnetnega polja okolijskega vodnika. Se pravi, večja induktivnost. Induktivnost je pretok deljeno z tokom, ne? Magnetni pretok deljeno z tokom. Če imam isti tok v centralnem vodniku in njegov polj zmanjšam, se induktivnost poveča. Ne? Je prav? Lahko tudi zapišemo, ne? Za koaksialni kabel, koliko je induktivnost, ampak lih tako ima smerno ta naravni logaritem B za A ima na induktivnost. To go back to, since we are bound to these measurements, so tako, ker smo vjerni na te meritve z karakteristično impedanco, ki ni delač od 50 ohms. We are bound to measurements that are really not far away from 50 ohms. Most of our test equipment is built for 50 ohms. And the same way as we deal with loads, na isti način, kako se pogovarjamo o bremenih, se pogovarjamo tudi o četvrtopolih, recimo o ojačevalniku. Zdaj, pri ojačevalniku so pa stvari take, so we have an amplifier in our black box here. An amplifier, we can only describe it as a two-port device. Spravo, ojačevalnik lahko opišemo samo kakor dvouhodno vezje, enouhodno vezje nima smisla. Ne? Kako zdaj ta ojačevalnik upisati? Ne? No in zdaj tukaj bomo poskušali narediti, napisati stvari na enak način, kot kar razbojne so. So we are trying to use the same notation as we used with defining the reflection coefficient, the gamma, of a simple load. So a simple load has just its gamma. Gamma, that's a ratio of reflected wave divided forward wave. Forward wave this way, reflected wave this way. Okay? In the case of two-port devices, s primjeru dvouhodnega vezja, imamo takšne valove štiri. Imam lahko en uhodni val u napredujoči. So I have a forward incident wave. Port 1, I have a forward wave on the output of this device. Se pravi, imam nek napredujoči val na izhodu. Ampak od bremena te naprave se lahko odbije en odbiti val 2, ne? In ta odbiti val lahko nekaj prileti tudi tukaj ven, kakor odbiti val 1, se pravi na vhodnih spokah. So the reflected wave from the load may cause something happening here, and we may have also something getting out of the device as here. No in zdaj tukaj se pravi, je treba celo vrsto pojavov opisati. Ne? In zdaj jaz bom opisal te pojave, opišemo z parametri S. Ne? In temu odboju na vhodnih sponkah, vhodna odbojnost, pravimo se 1,1. So we describe everything using S parameters, so S11 is defined as the input reflection coefficient, kakor vhodna odbojnost, u odbiti 1 z u napredujoči 1. Ne? Podobno lahko na izhodnih sponkah opišem stvari, če imam odbiti val, koliko se odbije, odpišem tukaj za S22. Ne? S22 je u napredujoči 2 deljeno z u odbiti 2. S22 is the ratio of forward wave on the output divided by the reflected wave. Here forward and reflective are interchanged. because of the directions I draw here, ne? Se pravi, tukaj sem zamenjal napredujoči in odbiti val, zaradi tega, kako sem si tu zapisal, sem napredujoči val imenoval v tej smeri, odbiti val v tej smeri, ker jaz ponavadi bi rad uporabljal ojačevalnik v tej smeri. Ne? Jaz želim ojačevalnik uporabljati v tej smeri z njegovim ojačenjem S2-1. Ne? Je S2-1, pa zdaj U napredujoči 2, deljeno z Q napredujoči 1. So, what I would like to have from an amplifier is I would like to have gain. Gain means that this forward wave is amplified into this forward wave. So this is our, the gain of my amplifier. Seveda imam lahko nekaj povratnega ojačanja, ne? Se pravi, nek povraten vpliv imam lahko tukaj s imam lahko s 1-2, ne? In s 1-2 je pa zdaj u odbiti 1 z u odbiti 2. Kako se ta odbiti valjda stika na hodnih spolka. Seveda, vse te stvari sem jaz zanemaril, kaj sem zanemaril tukaj. Tukaj sem rekel, pa ne bodi u odbiti 2 je enako nič. So, these were simplifications in that if I'm observing u reflected 1, then I here in this equation, I only look for the forward wave here. I don't look for this wave here, so this one not be 0. The same here, tukaj mora biti nič u na ena. Ena je nič. Tukaj mora biti nič kdo. Tukaj mora biti nič u odbiti 2. Odbiti 2. In tukaj kdo mora biti nič? Tukaj mora biti nič u napredujoči ena. Ne? Se pravi, tukaj zdaj gradim z njimi veličinami, ki so odvojne. So svojem writing the behavior of my amplifier with quantities that look like an extension of reflection coefficients. Se pravi, izgledajo kot razširitev. No, in vse skupaj, če upoštevamo, da te tukaj niso nič, ne, vse skupaj bi lahko zapisali, da izhodi našega vizija, ki so u odbiti 1 in u napredujoči 2, ne, so zdaj po enem matričnem računu, ne, S1-1, S1-2, S2-1, S2-2, pomnoženo z vektorjem tukaj u napredujoči 1, u odbiti 2. Ne. So, I could write everything in a matrix form, so if I, my input data is forward wave and input, this is, comes externally, in, and my input information is reflected wave 2, this is also coming from other parts of the circuit. These are the two. I use a matrix calculation to express the two missing quantities, so what comes out here, you forward 2, and what comes out here, you reflected 1. Se pravi, lahko bi napisal, če to writing down without matrices je ta je S1-1, ne, krat U1 in S1-2 krat U odbiti 2, ne, in U napredujoči 2 je S2-1, U napredujoči 1 in S2-2 U odbiti 2, ne? Tako, ne? So, writing this matrix calculation with simple equations, without resulting to matrices. In to je zdaj način, s katerim jaz lahko opisujem ojačevalnike, ne? Ali pa tudi druga vizija, ne? So, this is the way I can describe amplifiers and also other two-port circuits like filters, for example. Filters can also be described. Ja, izrazi tukaj so lahko drugačni v drugačnih. Jaz sem rekel, temu napredujoči val, temu odbiti val. Ne? Lahko bi rekli, temu odbiti, temu napredujoči. Ne? Tu se lahko obrne. So, in some textbooks, you may have these two named in a different way. They call this one reflected and this one incident on the port 2. I tried to use this notation because it makes sense that an amplifier gets a signal here and we want this output here. And this both go in the our desired direction of operation of device. All the other three parameters will cause undesired operation here. Se pravi, vsi tri drugi parametri pa ni. Neodvisno, tako da jaz sem tako pojmenoval. Je pa drži, da nekdo bi lahko te dva zamenjal med sabo, bi rekel, temu napredujoči in temu odbiti. Ne? Nekdo bi lahko zamenjal te stvari. Jaz skušam držati na enak način, kot je napisano na papirih. So I'm trying to keep the same notation as used on my on the notes. Oh, I forgot to send you the notes. Sem pozabil posled papirih. I'm trying to keep the same. Some people will reverse these two, will cause this one incident and this one reflected. With this one forward and this one reflected for a general two-port device. I'm trying to use this one forward and this one forward because, for instance, an amplifier, the signal flow is this direction here. So this one is forward for us and this one is also forward for us. Zdaj lahko gremo zračunati, ne, kako se stvari, kako sploh bi prišli do takšnih parametrov. Ne. So we can try to calculate what the S parameters are. Če je recipročen četveropol. So, if we have a reciprocal two-port device, then S12 should be equal to S21. Ni rečeno, ojačevalniki ponavadi niso reciproci. Se pravi. So amplifiers are usually not reciprocal, but if we have a reciprocal two-port device, then S12 is equal to S21. Further, we may have symmetry. We may have a symmetrical device, svare simetrija imamo lahko, ker je S11 enak S22, ne? To pomeni, da je četveropol. Enako vrnem, ne? Lahko ima troko sklepamo iz S parametru, ne? No, da si pogledamo kakšen preprost zved, so let's see a simple example. For instance, if we take such a two-port device that has just an impedance Z here. Če imamo tak četveropol, in zdaj za ta četveropol skušamo zapisati S matriko, kakšne. We try to plot down the S matrix for such a two-port device. Ok? This is port 1, and this is port 2. Začnemo, rečemo, če rečemo tako nalogo skušamo rešiti, lahko začnemo stvari na ta način, da pogledamo kakšni so posamezni. Recimo, grem računati s S11, ne? S11 je vhodna odbojnost, kdaj? S11, kadar imamo tukaj stvari zaključene na ZK, ne? Ker če imam tukaj ZK, takrat ta U odbiti 2 je enak nič, ne? So, if I have a perfectly matched load here, this one is certainly 0, and I have only S11. No, in kaj je S11? S11 je praktično S11 odbremjena, kakor če bi jaz videl tako breme, ki ima Z in ZK vezane zaprte. So S11 could be the reflection coefficient using our formula for last hour. Kjer je impedanca, ki jo vidimo, je Z in ZK, so this is the impedance we see, minus ZK, Z in ZK, in ZK, ne? So, S11 is what we see here. Debido si vsi, no, lahko te stvari pokrajšamo, ne, zdaj tu je z, ne, deljeno z z in 2zk, ne. In ker je ta naš četvorpol simetričen, since our two-part device is completely symmetric, this is also equal to S to 2. No, kaj je pa S2, 1? So what is the gain of this device, S21, is the ratio of this voltage here compared to this voltage here. We only have a forward wave here, the ratio of these two voltages. The ratio of the forward wave, no, just the forward wave, just the forward wave. Moram bi moral vzeti samo napredujoče valje, ne, koliko je, ne? Napredujoči valj, no, in napredujoči valj, da vidimo, kakšno napetost imam, če sem imel tukaj, recimo, generator. Imam tukaj gor tudi ZK, ne? Če sem tudi tam zaklopil, ne? Kakšno napetost dobimo na tem, ne? Na tem dobimo napetost gor, ki je enaka razmerju upornosti, se pravi ZK deljeno, ta tukaj ne deljeno, z ZK od generatorja in Z in ZK. Ne? So the actual voltage we are getting on this load is equal to the ratio of the resistors, the impedance, this one and this one. While the incident wave, se pravi, če ne bi imeli, če ne bi imeli tega, times, če ne bi imeli tega, bi bilo tukaj samo po ga polovice. Če ne bi imeli tega, bi se, ne? To je naš napredujoči valj, ki ta generator daje vse skupaj. Ne? No in zdaj, če tu ta dvojni lom razrešim, ne? Ima zdaj tukaj 2zk, ne? Z, z in 2zk. Ne? In tu je zdaj naš S, tudi S1, 2, ker je stvar simetrična, tu je povratno smer. Ne? Tako, sem napisal isto stvar tukaj na vašem papirju. Upam, da se nisem kaj zmotil tukaj, da sem kaj pozabil. Dobro. Zdaj pa, da pogledamo ena taka superna stvar je recimo, en malo bolj kompliciran problem, so a little bit complex, more complex. So, let's look at simple things first. Kaj se zgodi, če imam jaz, na primer, samo prenosni vod? Kakšno S matrico ima tukaj, če imam prenosni vod dolžine L? In ki ima tukaj ZK, ne? So for a simple transmission line of the length L, what is the, what are the S parameters? Dobro, nimamo nobene vhodne odbojnosti, ker tu je ZK je pravilna, se pravi S1 je nič, S2, 2 je nič, ne? So we have no reflection, not the input, not the output, because the characteristic impedance is the correct one. But our transmission, samo naša oddaja, S2, 1, je zdaj 1 manj J beta L, ne? In isto tukaj z S1, 2 je tudi 1 manj J beta L, ne? Se pravi, samo obrne fazo signala, so our transmission, that is just shifting the phase of the tak račun, ki ga moramo dosti krat narediti, ne? Je, kako se preslika, če imam tukaj preko S, ne, četvrva pol, prva vrata, druga vrata. In imam tukaj preklopljeno neko breme, ki ima neko odbojnost gama. Kakšen gama črtica je vprašaj, vidimo tukaj na to, ne? So what is the transformation of the reflection of a load, if we have a load. Zdaj si moramo pač narisati vse skupaj, kaj se dogaja. Ne? Tukaj imamo S1, 1. Tukaj imam S2, 1. Tukaj imam gamma. Ne? Tukaj imam S2, 2. Tukaj imam nazaj imam S1, 2. Ne? No, zdaj, če si zapišem vse, tako je tukaj, ne? Kaj je dobro, da to rečem? Se pravi, gamma črtica na vhodnih sponkah, ne? Tako da vidim tukaj. Bo zagotovo S1, 1, so S1, 1, subtrani adds up. Ampak naprej bo S2, 1 gre sem. Sem. Potem imam gamma, odbojno spremena, in pride spet preko S1, 2 nazaj, ne? Ja, ni tako preprosto. It's not that simple. We do not have just this wave traveling here and reflecting and traveling back. We also have a reflection that gaze comes, makes it around. So, imamo še eno dvoj, se pravi nam S2, 1, krat gamma, krat S2, 2, krat še enkrat krat gamma, krat S2, 1. So, if we make yet another trip around here, we have S2, you have once again gamma, and you have S1. In tu se lahko ponavlja do neskončnosti. Ne? So this may add up to infinity. Trying to write this infinite series, so specially poskušamo to verigo napisati, je S1, 1 in. Vsi te členi imajo S2, 1, gamma in S1, 2. S2, 1, S1, 2 in gamma imajo vsi. Ampak potem imajo 1 in prvi naslednji člen ima še dodatno gamma in S2, 2. Drugi naslednji člen ima gamma in S2, 2 na kvadrat. Tretji naslednji člen ima gamma in S2, 2 na tretjo potenco. In tukaj imamo zdaj neskončno vrsto. So we have an infinite series of this reflections back and forth between the port 2 and our load. Going all the way to infinity. Kako tako stvar sestavimo, ne? No, iz matematike pogledamo, da je 1 in x na kvadrat, in x na 3, x na 4, in pice, so such an infinity series, may be written as 1 over n minus x, ne? Tako, ne? Čemo, če gre se odnosno. If the series is infinite, then in the numerator we would have 1 to x to the infinite power. But if this one, if x is less than 1, then reče x manjši kukar ena, potem ta x ne neskončno gre proti nič, ne? So let's rewrite now the result here. Spet zapišemo gamma črtica, je tukaj S1, 1. In ulomek S2, 1, S1, 2, gamma. In spodaj imam pa 1 manj S2, 2 krat gamma. Ne? No in to je zdaj naš končan rezultat, kako se nam preslika, kako se nam preslika izhodna admitanca na vhodne sponke. Ne? Ta račun zdaj vse lepo premetavati številke po tabli, ampak resnično računanje je tukaj zaguljeno, zakaj? Zato, ker so vse te stvari, gamma in vsi S parametri so kompleksne stvari. So, the real computation here may be quite tricky, because all these four S parameters and gamma are complex number. And, you know, calculating with complex number, things become tricky. So, if you want to keep things complex, you can do the same way as my colleagues did it on this school and this way as professors do it anywhere else in the world. They write a 300 pages textbook and they take one whole semester to teach their students that textbook. So, sorry. Če hočemo zdaj komplicirati, se lahko obnašam jaz tako kot drugi kolegi tukaj na našem faksu. In napišem knjigo od 300 strani, kot je profesor Kastelc, recimo, ne? In cel semester je bilo masite formule hori dolje levo desno. Jaz razmišljam drugače tukaj. So I think in a different way. You can do your derivations on your own. If you don't know them, you look in the text. But I'm not going to make now a one semester course just out of this equation. Why? Because next hour I have to deal with real world problems that I have to find solution for them and that are not written in the 300 pages textbooks other professors are writing. Se pravi, jaz drugo uro moram rešiti resnične probleme tega sveta in jih moram rešiti, sem inženjer. In ti za v 300 knjigi, 300 strani, ki jo drugi profesori napišejo, ti sva ne piši. Ne? Tiste stvari niso napisane. Moramo pa tu rešiti. In zaradi tega jaz mislim, da gremo stvari reševati tisto, kar pravimo mi. Ne pa brezvezno teorijo vlačimo hor in dol, pa napišemo knjige in romane in matematične teorije, ko se vprašava. So, I'm not going to write mathematical novels here how to solve a certain equation. We have to look at problems. So, what is the problem we are dealing with? S kakšnim vprašanjem se mi ukvarjamo, ne? Mi naše naprave gradimo, vsaj kar se tiče preprostih gradnikov, gradimo iz dveh vrst gradnikov. So we are building our radio devices, essentially, using two kinds of building blocks. We badly need amplifying blocks, and we also need filters. Rabimo ojačevalnike in rabimo sita. No, te prvo da vidimo, kaj je tu ojačevalnik. So, what is an amplifier? Black box containing an amplifier. What we would want to prove an amplifier and what we don't want. Za ojačevalnik želimo, da nam ojačuje signal. Se pravi, jaz hočem me tukaj ojačati. I want gain here. I absolutely don't want any reflection here. I don't want any reflection here. And I don't want any feedback. Se pravi, od ojačevalnika želim ojačanje v željeni smeri. Hočem dobro prilagoditi vhoda izhoda, se pravi, nočem nobenega odboja na vhodu, nočem nobenega odboja na izhodu in nočem nobene neželjene povratne vezave. Ne? Se pravi, kaj želim? Jaz želim, se pravi, če hočem ojačanje. Želim, da je ta S2-1, dobro, po svoji velikosti, čim večji od 1. Ne? I want a large gain. So a large S2-1. Se pravi, brez odboja, no reflections, what I want from my amplifier, I want S11 to be 0 and S22 to be 0. Tu si želim, ne? Nočem nobenega odboja na vhodu, nobenega odboja na izhodu, ne? In brez povratne vezave, ne? Ali pa povratnega vpliva. Se pravi, no feedback. Kaj želim tukaj? Tukaj pa želim, da je S1-2 tudi nič. Ne? So, to avoid the feedback, I want S1-2-0. Tu je moj željeni ojačevalnik, se pravi, željeni ojačevalnik bi ojačal samo naprej, nimamo nobenih odbojov na vhodu, tudi če slučajno kakšno motnjo damo na izhod, se nič ne odbije tam, se pravi, nočem odbojov na vhodu na izhodu, in nočem nobenega povratnega vpliva, ne? To je to, kar si želimo, da je kakšni so zdaj resnični ojačevalniki? What is the real amplifier? Ni ideal, it's not ideal. The real amplifier is not ideal. So, S11 is not equal to 0, S22 is not equal to 0, in S12 is also not equal to 0. Real amplifier does not have these properties. Resnični ojačevalnik nima teh lastnosti, vsi S parametri so od nič različni, ne? Če se tako pogovarjamo, ne? Se pravi, tukaj stvari ne grejo, ne? Kakšne težave lahko naredimo? What are the consequences? Ojačevalnik, jasno, je aktivna naprava. Ojačevalnik ima nekje tukaj v času. An amplifier is an active device. He has internally a power source. Battery that can supply power. So we include the battery in our calculation. So an amplifier may be an active device. It's an active device. By definition, it's an active device. It has a battery, it can supply power, and we may get into troubles because of it. Se pravi, lahko prijemo težave, zato ker ojačevalnik je neka aktivna naprava. Ne? Na drugi strani imamo sita. So the other device we want to have is to have filters. Filters are both reciprocal and symmetrical. Največkrat so sita recipročna in simetrična. Filters are usually reciprocal networks, so S21 is equal to S12, in so simetrična. So S11 is equal to S22. To je največkrat je primer, taka sita. Ampak, zdaj ta sita so frekvenčno odvisna, ne? So vsi, filters are frequency dependent devices. We want to filter certain frequencies. And we plot the frequency here, and we plot the values. What do we want from the filter? Od sita želimo, takšen odziv, ne? We want the pass band from our filter, and stop bands anywhere else. So, this plot here is actually the absolute value of S21 that's identical to S12. This here are 1, because they're passive devices. And here there are 0, and here there are 0. But if a filter has a passband, outside of this band, that's the filter is reflecting everything. Se pravi, izven prepustnega pasu, sito se odbija. Se pravi, S1,1 je enako S2,2. Tukaj so enaki 1 tukaj, ne? Padejo na nič tukaj, ne? Kar idealno sito, ne? In narastejo tukaj gor, spet nazaj na ena, ne? To bi bil odziv zdaj nekega idealnega sita. Resnična sita so tukaj te krivulje. So in real filters, these things are not as sharp as wrong here. In real filters, these things go this way. And of course, also for the Papa. And the Papa here. But now, we have a problem. Stay meta Java, ne? Mi naše vijesti gradimo, tak znači, so our circuit, using this computer, it's usually built in this way, that we have a chain of filters and amplifiers. Easier to pensare to, eh? Abbiamo sito. So radio circuits, high frequency circuits, usually they have filters. They have chains with amplifiers and again filters. And again amplifiers. And so on. This is a typical circuit. Običajno vijezi ima ojačevalnike in običajno vijezi ima sitane. Zdaj, do kakšne nasreče tukaj pridemo? What is now the threat? Sita imajo izven prepustnega pasu odbijejo vse. Ne? Vse odbijejo. So filters reflect everything outside the pass. To pomeni, da naš ojačevalnik lahko deluje ta ojačevalnik tukaj noter, recimo ta, ne? Če si pogledamo njegovo okolje, ne? So the neighborhood of this amplifier. The amplifier has a load. That, the gamma of this load goes towards one. In ima tudi generator tukaj, ne, naš generator, ki ima tudi nek gama, ampak tukaj tudi gama generator, also the gama of the generator, goes towards one. Kakšna težava se nam tukaj zgodi? Breme, ki vse odbija, generator, ki vse odbija. Kaj se lahko te zgodi? Z idealnim ojačevalnikom se nič ne zgodi, an ideal amplifier, nothing happens. The ideal amplifier is driving a load that's completely reflective. Idealni ojačevalnik krmili sicer breme, ki se odbija, ampak ker so vsi ostali parametri, nič se nič ne zgodi. Pač pa resnični ojačevalnik je problem stabilnosti. No, kdaj se lahko zgodi nestabilnost v takšnem? So when such a circuit becomes, may become unstable. If we have an S matrix here. Certainly the two worst scenarios are S11 greater than 1. Or S22 greater than 1. Če imamo popolno, we have a perfect reflection from the load. While this S22 here is greater than 1. This means infinite amplification here. To pomeni neskončno ojačenje in ta stvar začne nihati, postane nestabilna. Iz ojačevalnika nastane oscilator. So from an amplifier, an oscillator is built out of an amplifier. And we certainly don't want our thing to oscillate on its own. We don't want that. This is unstable. But there is an even worse problem. Obstaja še en bolj skrit problem, kdaj lahko ojačevalnik postane oscilator. In tu je, če je tale gamma črtica tukaj, tale gamma črtica, po svoji apsolutnosti večji kot ena. Ne? Tega je pa težko predvideti, ker tale gamma črtica, pogledajte, kaj je funkcija, ta naš gamma črtica je funkcija vseh štirih S parametrov, 1, 2, 3, 4, in je funkcija gamma bremena. Ne? So, an additional problem is, if the amplifier itself has S11 and S22 less than 1. But the transformed reflectivity of a particular load transformed through the S parameters results in gamma prime that's larger than 1. This is actually identical to the problem S11 is larger than 1. This also may lead to instability. Zdaj, za stabilnost ojačevalniku so se ljudje dosti ukvarjali. Mi ponavadi največkrat zapišemo, so počeli tu že v času pred drugo svetovno vsoj, the issue of stability was well known already from the times of the First World War, the first telephone engineers that were using amplifiers on telephone lines had these problems. Why? Zakaj so te problemi prvič nastopili na telefonskih linijah? Zato, ker na telefonskih linijah, telefonska linija, vete, da je dvosmerna. In inženjeri so takrat skušali, da je to ojačevalnik, ki bi ojačal v obeh smerih. So with the first telephone lines, in the time between the First and Second World War, the communication over telephone line is bidirectional. And engineers were trying to build bidirectional amplifiers. Amplifiers amplify in this direction and also amplify in this direction. Such an amplifier, of course, has stability problems. If we amplify in both directions, if we don't amplify in just a single. Torej, če bomo ojačevali v obeh smerih, ne mislim, in smeri, taka stvar ima stabilnost. No, tisto, kar mi danes uporabljamo, so the measure to look for the stability at the stability problem of our amplifier is the so-called Rolle stability.
Se tamo bi moglo biti verjetno, se pravi, absolutna vrednosti večja ali enaka?
Večja, yes, or equal, maybe, or equal. Already equal is a problem, but we also count that we may have some loss. The real problem is when this is much larger than one. Written in 1962. Rolet je tu izpeljal z vse parametre, ampak so drugi naredili pred njim, tako da ne moremo reči, da je Rolet, ker we cannot define this guy Rolet as the inventor of the stability criterion, because other people did work before him, but we are usually using his derivation. No, Rolet kaj pravi? What does Rolet say for stability? The first condition is the one we already have. So, the first condition, prvi pogoj je, da S ena, ena po absolutni vrednosti manj kot ena, in S dva, dva, tudi po absolutni vrednosti manj kot ena. So, the first condition is the input reflectivity and output reflectivity of the two-port device should be less than one. This is the first condition. If this is not satisfied, then forget about anything. But the second condition is to define a stability factor. Drugi pogoj je pa da definiramo en faktor stabilnosti, ki je definiran na tak način, ena manj s ena ena po absolutni vrednosti, manj s dva dva po absolutni vrednosti, manj determinanta na kvadrat, mislite, kaj tudi kvadrat, deljeno za dvakrat, s ena dvakrat s dva ena. Ne? Kjer je ta determinanta, zdaj s ena ena s dva dva, manj s ena dvakrat s dva ena. Upam, da sem prav prepisal, da to zadnje kvadrat nisem prav
višel. Plus,
to zadnje. Ja, to zadnje, to je plus, ja. To je plus. Hvala, da ste In zdaj, za stabilnost se zahteva kaj? Se zahteva ta determinanta. Velikost mora biti manj kot ena. In, ta druga stvar, ta stabilnostni faktor mora biti večji od ena. Za stabilnost se zahteva še ta dva dodatna pogoja, so two additional conditions are required, so that the determinant has to be less than one. I hope I wrote this correctly. Po absolutni vrednosti, ne? And the stability factor, this is called the Rolle stability factor, is usually greater than one. No, za večino naših ojačevalnikov, so the, for the majority of circuits, this here is a problem. So we do not achieve this criteria here. We achieve this one is okay. We achieve this one is okay. We achieve this one is okay, but this one is not okay. Usually. In zdaj z večino ojačevalnikov je smiselno podati ta faktor stabilnosti, ne? So for the majority of amplifiers, it makes sense to define this stability factor. This stability factor makes sure that any impedance we put here, any reflectivity we put here, it will always be transformed into gamma prime that's less than one. So all, we will always get gamma prime less than one, and this is stable. This is the real meaning of the stability factor. So the transformation of this gamma into gamma prime, here we always get something that is less than one. A complex number that is less than one. This is the Rolle stability behind it. In now the stability factor is an important parameter of an amplifier. Now, here I'm going to differ what the theory says in textbooks. Tukaj sem zelo razlikoval tisto, kar ne piše, kar piše po knjigah. Ne? Naprimer, profesor Kosevc v svoji knjigi, ne? Tudi drugi pišejo iste stvari, ne? Isti teoretiki pišejo. In kaj napiše profesor Kosevc? Ja, kaj pa, če je k manjši kot ena? No, in profesor Kosevc napiše, ja, potem pa vzamemo drug fazistor. Drugačen. So what the theory books say here, now come, when they come to this point, they say, what if the stability is less than one? Well, then we have to pick another transistor. This does not make sense. All low noise transistors to be used in the front stages of receivers have K less than one. Vsi nizkošumni transistori imajo K manjši kot K. All power transistors to build power amplifiers for our transmitter have K less than one. So these things don't exist. What theoreticians are calling for in their textbooks does not exist in the real world. And we have to live with it. Se pravi, moramo žveč z transistori takšni kot so, da niso stabilni. Si bomo naslednjo uro pogledali razlog. Zdaj to uro samo še en par definiti. So, if living in such a world with of imperfect amplifiers, we have to write down a few definitions of our and for every amplifier we have three gains defined. So we have all of these power gains. Power gains. So the first gain is insertion gain. To prvo ojačenje se kliče insertion gain. Se pravi, ustavitveno ojačenje. No, in tukaj kaj pomeni, da imam jaz generator, ki ima tukaj notranjo impedanco 50 ohm, ne? Imam moj ojačevalnik in imam breme, ki ima tukaj tudi 50 ohm, ne? So I have a 50 ohm generator and 50 ohm load, perfectly matched. What can I say here? What is now the power gain? This gain is simply S to 1 squared. Ojačenje, v tem primeru močnostno ojačenje je preprosto kvadrat. Kolikor je bil kvadrat odbojnosti razmerja moči med napredujočim odbitnim valom, tukaj je kvadrat razmerja vhodne moči proti izhodni moči. Ne? To je ustavitveno ojačenje. Ne? No, drugi dve ojačenji sta pa vezani na primer, kjer jaz prilagajam impedanco. So the other two gains are related to the well-matched amplifier. So I have an adjustable transformer on the input, and this is adjustable. Imam nastavljiv transformator impedance na vhodu, imam ojačevalnik, imam nastavljiv transformator impedance na izhodu, so this is also adjustable. In to je končno priključeno v naše vezje. Ne? Ta ojačevalnik opisuje s parametri samotrika. Ne? So what happens if I don't just insert the amplifier, brute force, in my circuit, 50 ohm circuit, but if I try to adjust the input impedance and the output impedance. Kaj se zgodi, če ojačevalnik ustavim, tako da lahko nastavljam vhodno izhodno impedanco z nastavljivimi transformatorji impedance. Ne? Tukaj transformatorji nastavljam. Ne? Ja, lahko se zgodi, če je k manj kot ena, se pravi drugi primer, če imam zdaj k manj kot ena, ne manjši ali enak ena, je lahko dobim oscilator. I can get an oscillator if this amplifier is unstable and I am here tuning these two impedance transformers. It is possible to get an oscillator. No, in za ta primer je definiran maximum available gain. Ne maximum, maximum stable gain. Maximum stable gain. Kakor razmerje S2-1 z S1-2. To je ta primer, če imam nestabilen ojačevalnik. So, in the case of an unstable amplifier. V primeru pa, da imam jaz stabilen ojačevalnik, so in the case I have a stable amplifier, k larger than 1. Zdaj stvar ne more nihar, ne se pravi ne more. In tukaj imam pa maximum available gain. Po slovensko bi bilo to stabilno ojačanje, maksimalno stabilno ojačanje, tukaj pa maksimalno dosegljivo ojačanje. Ne? No in ta ima še k je zravenje, tako k minus korijen iz k manj ena, ne? Mislim, da je tukaj k na kvadrat še, ne? Krat ta izraz s 2 ena, obsede z s 1 2, ne? No, če grem zdaj s k jem proti ena, mislite, kaj se zgodi, če grem s k jem proti ena, te dva se upadeta, ne? Zdaj, oba dva maksimum stable gain in maksimum available gain lahko imasta, fizikalen pomen lahko tu uporabljam, lahko je pa tu čisto nesmiselna številka, tiste meni primeri, kjer smo s kajem zelo blizu ena in tukaj smo zelo blizu njih, ne lahko ta mak zelo velik, v resnici pa ne uporabljam. So, this k larger than one may have sense or may not have sense. Sometimes it's useful to know what maximum available gain is. Sometimes we are with k close to 1, we are so close to oscillation that this thing does not make sense. Tolko zdaj smo vrgli na tablo vso teorijo. So this hour we simply put to board all the theory. Next hour we have to see how to solve problems, where do problems arise, and what are our countermeasures to solve the stability of an amplifier. Se pravi, naslednjo uro si pogledamo, zdaj smo si pogledali teorijo, ki je odzale. Celovite izpeljave tudi do role, da jaz tukaj sem videl, ampak je klobasarija taka dehradnika. Drugo uro si pa pogledamo praktično rešitve. Z vso zgodovino zdaj. So we also look at the history, how these things were done, because this is not such completely unknown. Thank you.